Live from the GPB newsroom, good Thursday. I'm Ricky Bevington. As rain moves across the state this evening, for the first time since mid-September, the U.S. Drought Monitor has not found any areas of extreme drought in Georgia. As a region, the Southeast experienced its 11th wettest October on record. Much of the state is still experiencing moderate to severe drought, however. The president is launching a new Black Voices for Trump coalition in Atlanta tomorrow. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
The Trump campaign is hosting the event here despite a Pew Research Center poll that found only 8% of Black voters identify as Republican. Karen Walker is founder of the Georgia-based Black Conservatives for Truth. She told GPB's On Second Thought the president has given members of her organization plenty of reasons to support him for a second term.
I believe they feel that Donald Trump is a fighter. That's very important. I think that he speaks on issues that are important to us.
One of those issues the president is expected to touch on is a low unemployment rate for African Americans. Earlier in the day, Trump will co-host a high-dollar fundraiser for Senator David Perdue, who is running for re-election in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A research team at Georgia State University is gaining greater insight into mosquito-borne illnesses. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on the protein that could help stop West Nile and Zika.
A biologist at GSU says his team found a protein that, when modified, stops the spread of Zika and West Nile viruses. And Dr. Mukesh Kumar says that's important because global warming is expected to make mosquito-borne illnesses get worse over time.
We know that in Atlanta and in Georgia, we have a huge amount of mosquito population. So probably more and more we'll see more cases of these mosquito-borne viruses.
The Georgia Department of Public Health said there have been 10 cases of West Nile and 5 cases of Zika this year. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.